This is Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. If you don't have health insurance through your employer, don't say you weren't warned. Today is the final day you can sign up for health insurance through the state of Massachusetts if you want to be covered by January 1st. There are still delays and heavy traffic on the Commonwealth's Health Connector website today. The site did go down for about a half hour this morning. Anybody who's on the phone right now will have at least an hour's wait, apparently. But WBUR business reporter Kurt Nikisch tells us that overall the site is working. It's handling large capacity. And, Kurt, there's apparently some good news for those people who are caught in the logjam today. What is it?
Well, it's for people who haven't yet paid for the insurance plans that they've enrolled for. That deadline to pay was today, but it's being extended through the 28th through Sunday. So the way it stands right now is you still have a deadline today to sign up and enroll for an insurance plan, but you don't actually have to go through the, you know, banking account verification, putting in your checking information, all that sort of thing, to actually pay until Sunday.
And I think if you were using the Postal Service to pay, you were supposed to have it postmarked by today, but you're saying that too can wait until Sunday?
Yeah, that can be postmarked Sunday the 28th. That does mean that you may not get your insurance cards until after January 1st, but you will be covered as of January 1st if you do postmark it by Sunday.
So what's the reason for the extension of the payment deadline?
Well, it's basically basically the wait times. They have had people on the phone with wait times of about an hour. Online, using the system, it's pretty good, but if you call in to do it, it's a long wait. And so they're basically doing what they in operations call shifting demand. Rather than have everybody call in to like both sign up for plans and make payments, why not have the people make their payments a few days later and just sort of like spread it out so that you don't have these long waits on deadline day?
So you've talked to a couple of people who are involved in what's happening today, both from the side of officialdom and the side of the customer.
Yeah. So here's Maydad Cohen. He's the official who's in charge of the rebuilding of the Health Connector website. He was talking to reporters this afternoon, and here's what he said his motivation was for extending that payment deadline.
If they needed another day or two to be able to call us and us to confirm, yes, we got your payment and you are enrolled, I want them going into this holiday knowing and feeling a level of comfort that, okay, I have another couple of days to confirm this payment.
But just to be clear, this is for the payment only. There is no deadline extension for actually signing up for health insurance.
Okay. And there was a resident you spoke with as well.
Yeah. So I talked to a few people who've been dealing with this today. One of them, Sasha Derry, he struggled with the site. He actually signed up like a week ago, and then he's been waiting to be able to pay, couldn't figure out how to actually get his payment through. And then finally, through some other people in his office who were going through the same thing, realized that there's a different site where he actually has to go and make the payment. So he actually just made the payment today, even though, you know, with his deadline extension, he would have had a few more days. So his experience wasn't great, but here's what he had to say.
It's better than last year in terms of the speed of being able to initially sign up, but your ability to actually go on, sign up, know that you're signed up and it's okay, and then to pay is still quite a challenge.
And I have to say he likes this plan. He was able to save 10 or 15% on insurance. He likes the system overall. He thinks it's better than last year, but it's still just a little bit of a pain.
And when you say that he can save maybe 10 or 15% on insurance, the people who are covered by the Commonwealth Health Connector are who? Who's involved here?
Well, it's most predominantly for the uninsured, but some people can opt out of employer coverage or out of self-employment coverage to be able to do this. And by having this Health Connector option, he's able to save.
Okay. And what about the numbers here? How many people can the site itself handle, and how many people seem to be logging in and signing on?
Yeah, well, they've had more than 200,000 people actually use the system to find out if they're eligible. They've had 2,000 people at a time today working on the site without loading delays, without any hassles with the website itself. So that's a big plus over last year when there was a big problem. 70,000 people have signed up so far. Only half of those have actually paid. So that's the portion of people we're talking about.
And what happens with them if they don't pay?
Well, some people, so if they don't pay, they wouldn't be insured. Some people may have signed up just in case, but may end up going with another plan, or their employer may cover them. Those who haven't paid, who still want to, you know, use this health insurance, they just have to pay by Sunday.
And in the bigger picture here, what's the significance of today in this kind of long and what's been a sometimes troubled road to a working health connector system?
Well, I think today you're seeing a health connector website that works. The payment system was down through a vendor for about a half hour this morning, unfortunately, right as people were, you know, logging on to sort of take care of this before they went to work. But compared to last year, when there were huge delays and just, you know, errors and timing outs and all sorts of problems with the website, it is working well. And so that's a major step forward, even though it's still kind of a, you know, messy and tricky for a lot of people.
Okay. And once again, the payments have to be postmarked or made online by... When?
By Sunday, and the Health Connector call center will be open on Sunday to help people through that process for payment.
Thank you. WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nikisch. Thanks a lot.
You got it.